Good morning. Thank you for tuning in again this morning. We have one more lesson to do in Why We Should Be Sorry that deals with godly sorrow, but we're going to do that next week, and we're going to use this time this morning to talk about the holiday that's about to come up on Saturday, and that's the holiday of Christmas. Saturday, December 25th. The majority of the world is celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. During the holiday season, many signs and editorials and radio programs are telling us that we need to put Christ back into Christmas. But I have a question. Does Christ really belong in Christmas? People everywhere are saying Christmas is too commercialized and we are really overlooking the real meaning of Christmas. Some preachers are asking today, what did you give Jesus on his birthday? Since Christians are desirous of serving the Lord, naturally, questions arise as to the relationship to this supposed birthday of Christ. On Friday evening at midnight, masses will be held in many Roman Catholic churches and in other religions, and they will be given praise and honor to the birth of Christ, Christmas plays, programs, and all of them emphasizing the birth of Jesus Christ. The question we need to ponder is a very simple one. What does the Bible say concerning Christmas? Are we commanded to observe this so-called holy day? If not, why not? Is this established by God or by men? Should a Christian celebrate Christmas? Can he celebrate it without any religious observance connected with it? What kinds of cards, if you send any, should you send? Nativity scenes, the wise men, the babe in the manger, the star in the east, peace on earth, and so forth. Many have mixed feelings about this time of year. We believe in Christ, His virgin birth, so what's the harm in remembering it on December 25th? Since Christmas is recognized by most people as a religious holy day, it would be good for us to understand its true meaning. Since the word Christ is in it, it should have some connection with the Lord. If this is so, surely the New Testament will shed some light on this subject. What if we find not one single reference, example, or observance, or even a command to keep it? Would that surprise you? Well, let's look at this very briefly this morning. What does the word Christmas mean? Well, the word is derived from a medieval Christus Mass, the Mass of Christ. The exact date of his birth is not known or agreed upon by any group of scholars. The three dates that have commonly been given are December 25th, January 6th and March 25th. This division was dissolved by Bishop Liberius of Rome, who ordered that December 25th be accepted as the date, probably chosen because many of the heathen gods are said to be born on that day. Also, the Feast of the Sun, or Winter Solstice, was a familiar Roman feast celebrating the victory of light over darkness. For three centuries following the death of Christ, no one celebrated his birth. Historians tell us there is no record in the sacred scriptures. The first time it was celebrated was in Rome in 354, in Constantinople in 379, and in 388 AD in Antioch. According to authentic records, no church festival was held in the celebration of Christ's birth until the first half of the 4th century. Christmas was not among the earliest festivals of the church, and before the 5th century, there was no consensus or opinion on the date. That's a historical record. Now, let me give you some false reasons for not celebrating Christmas as the birth of Christ. One, we do not celebrate Christmas as the birth of Christ because we do not believe the birth of Christ is to be of any importance. That's false. The birth of Christ indeed is important. It is given in the scriptures. Read Matthew 1, Matthew 2, and Luke chapter 1, and Luke chapter 2. The birth of Christ is a fact, is an historical fact, and it is a biblical fact contained in the sacred scriptures. As a result of the birth, the whole plan of God was unfolded and the blessings that were provided. It fulfilled divine prophecy according to Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14, and we see fulfillment in Matthew 1, 20 through 23. So the reason that we don't celebrate Christ is because we don't believe in the birth of Christ. That's false. Number two, we do not celebrate Christmas because we don't want to honor or remember Christ. We wear his name and no other. In Acts 11, verse 26, we're told that the people in Antioch were called Christians first. We find in Acts 4 and verse 12 that there's no other name given under heaven whereby men can be saved. We honor and remember him by adhering to the only memorial that he left us. The observance of the Lord's Supper upon the first day of the week is the only memorial that he asked for us to remember, and he instituted it himself in Matthew 26:26-28, and we see an apostolic example in Acts 20 and verse 7, and we see the apostolic teaching on it in 1 Corinthians 11, 23-26. That is the memorial that God asks us to remember. None other is given in Scripture. Many things were accomplished by his death, the abolishment of the law, according to Colossians 2, 14-16, the atonement that was provided, according to 1 Peter 2, verse 24, the establishment of the new covenant that we live under in Hebrews 9, 15-17. Such things are blessings that come as a result of his death, not because of his birth. Thus Christ only ordained a memorial to remember his death. Men, while emphasizing his birth, fail in their respect towards him because they do not only what he ordained, but they add something to it. And so these are false reasons why some don't celebrate the birth of Christ. Now, let me give you some errors associated with the Christmas account. The date. In Luke chapter 2, verse 7 through 18, we have the account of the birth of Christ in Scripture. The Bible does not give the actual date of his birth, only in the days of Herod, according to Matthew 2 and verse 1. The Eastern Orthodox Church celebrated it on January 6th, and others on January the 19th. But December 25th is not even a logical date. The shepherds were living out in the fields. What time of year would this be? Knowledgeable of the Bible lands tells us that the shepherds brought their sheep into the sheepfolds in the winter. And so, if it was in the winter, the sheep would not have been in the fold, and the shepherds would not have been in the field. And so, December 25th doesn't even fit the practicality of the time of year according to the Scriptures. What about the manger or the nativity scene that we read that many celebrate this time of year? We read about the birth of Christ in Matthew 2, 1-11. They were already away from the stable. However, the nativity scene has the shepherds and the wise men together in the stable. This is plain idolatry. They were not there because they didn't come to some time later. They had to travel to get to see the child, and the child wasn't in the manger then. He had already grown some. And so up to 6 months by some accounts. So the wise men could not even have been there at the time of his birth, because they had to travel to get there, and they didn't have cars, planes, and automobiles. They had animals or they walked. And so it would have took some time. So that's a false statement. And then what about the three wise men? How many were there? Matthew 2 verse 1 says there were wise men. Why does the world tell us there's three? Men probably mean more than one, but how many more? The Orient has a tradition of 12 men. Some earlier paintings of Christmas scene has 2, 4, or more. In the Western division, this root of tradition took hold in the number 3. Some think it represented the three races which sprang from Noah's three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Some have even went so far as to name them. No evidence to support any of these claims. We don't know how many wise men there were. We don't know their names. And we don't know how long it took them to travel to see the young child Jesus. All of these are suppositions of men. The shepherds brought gifts to the child, Matthew 2 and verse 11. The wise men brought the gifts. If they did, the Bible is silent on that account. If the shepherds brought the gifts, the Bible says nothing about it. It says the wise men and the shepherds recognized that Christ was the Son of God and would save mankind from his sin and worship him as such. Yet the Bible account seems to give the impression the opposite is true. What did the Jews believe concerning the Messiah? For them alone, break the yoke of Roman bondage, make them a mighty nation, and Jesus to be a physical king. Remember, this is the reason they rejected him, according to John 1 and verse 11. He was king of the Jews, but he didn't come to be an earthly king. Yes, he was born Did they understand him as Savior of the world? No, because they wanted to kill him and stone him because he made himself equal to God. Why did Herod want him dead? He saw him as a threat to the throne. And that's why he killed all the young children trying to kill the Christ. How many days passed before they brought him to Jerusalem? At least 40 days or 50 days to get to Jerusalem, according to Matthew 2, 14 and 15. When did Joseph flee? When he was warned of the intent of Herod. Wise men must have come before the proclamation went out. What does this prove? It proves they couldn't have been there at the manger at the time of his birth. Where did the star appear? In the east, Matthew chapter 2, 7 through 9. Could have been from Persia or Arabia. When they arrived in Bethlehem, Jesus would have been weeks old, months old. Where did they see him at? Not the manger, the house. He was a young child. They did not find him in the manger or at the inn, according to Luke chapter 2 and verse 7. Here are some additional items. Christmas was instituted by Roman Catholicism, not men, not God. The manger scene was first introduced in 1224 by a Catholic priest, St. Francis. Manger, not wood, but stone, with straw on the bottom. St. Nicholas, or Santa Claus, is the bishop of the 4th century, a special friend and protector of children. He's the Christmas man, Father Christmas, now he's Santa Claus. The Christmas tree, two theories, one in Martin Luther in the 16th century, and the next, St. Boniface, in the 8th century. Needless to say, both of them are very late. So we ask again, is Christ in Christmas? No, he's not in Christmas. He has never been in Christmas. He has not asked us to celebrate his birth. He has asked us to celebrate his death and to remember it every Lord's Day when we come together as his children. This is a festive time of year, but yet all these depictions of the facts concerning the scriptures, we have just showed you that they are inaccurate. But the most inaccurate thing is, the Bible does not tell us the day that Jesus was born, does not tell us to celebrate that day, and does not tell us to remember it as a holy day. All these teachings and all these theories have come from men and not from God. In no way is Christmas a religious holy day. It is a day that men have contrived in their mind and in their theories to honor the birth of Christ. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is not Scrooge talking. I'm telling you what the Bible says. The Bible says that Christmas is not in the Bible. You can't find one word in it. You can't find any disciples in the first century celebrating it. And you can't find any command in the Scripture that we ought to observe it. And therefore, I must conclude that Christmas is not a holy day. It is not something that we recognize as the birth of Christ. I acknowledge that Christ was born and the facts concerning his birth, they're divine and they're in Scripture, and I believe every one of them. Yet, nowhere in the Bible does it tell me the date, the when, and nowhere in the Bible does it command me to keep it. And therefore, I must reject the fact that Christmas is a divine holy day sanctioned and authorized by God. Such is not the case. So on this Saturday, when you gather around to exchange gifts with your children or your grandchildren, and you want to remember Christ, don't remember him because it is his so-called birthday, but remember him because you have those children and grandchildren and because he loved you and he gave his life for you. Thank you for tuning in today, and we hope that you'll tune in again next week when we will open again the pages of God's Word. Have a good day.